created these stories, but we want to assure you that Scars Internet News is not going to be creating things. We're supposed to be a reputable news source here, and we get our information from any place from, you know, AP to regular newscasts. Sometimes we'll get reports from other people, from correspondents, but we don't make up these stories. In fact, we made a point with this next story that you're about to hear that we're including a lot of details so that you know that we're not making up these stories. Because of this next story, California's Dr. John Ronald Brown had his medical license revoked in 1977 and then was later in jail for 3 years. Brown led potential patients to believe that he was a practicing medical doctor and to allow his transgender surgery because of his low prices. But John Ronald Brown was not only a doctor for transsexuals, but also for people with the sexual gratification fetish of having an arm or a leg amputated. In one case, a 79-year-old Philip Bondi paid $10,000 to have his leg amputated in Brown's Tijuana clinic. After the surgery, Bondi was taken to a San Diego Holiday Inn for his recovery, but he died in a hotel in less than a day. So John Ronald Brown, at this point aged 75, was charged with murder and for practicing medicine without a license. Now, after his arrest, homicide detective Gary Stovall found in Brown's San Ysidro apartment a blood-stained couch and bloody towels soaking in his bathtub, as well as blood trails, medical supplies, and his surgeries on video cassettes scattered about on the floor. Inside, it didn't even videotape him performing a surgery, even though you could still hear the patient during the surgery moaning and howling in pain. A Northern California businesswoman witnessed Brown operate an HIV-infected patient once, and in another case, Brown used too much erectile tissue to construct a genital outer lip for a transgender patient. And as a result, whenever the girl got excited, her labia got hard. People went to Brown because he was cute. Deep enough to put silicone injection holes with crazy glue. Because he wasn't technically a doctor, he never asked questions, and he could have the operation you always wanted done. Atlanta-based transgender author Dallas Denny said that transsexuals knew him as Tabletop Brown because he operated anywhere from kitchens to garages to motel rooms, and patients would even wake up on patient after surgery in a parked car. And everyone knew that there was no screening and no aftercare with Brown, which may explain why no one watched over the ailing Philip Bondi. After a Saturday morning operation, Bondi was happy at first, though he later said that he felt Brown sign on his leg. Brown's office was in Mexico to avoid American law, but right after the operation on Bondi to hide the evidence, Brown drove 15 miles out into the desert for Ensenada, taking Bondi's leg and throwing it out of his car window where the coyotes would eat. Bondi was left at the Holiday Inn in San Diego Saturday evening, but was found Sunday morning lying half on the bed and half off. The wheelchair was turned upside down, the bone was tipped over, the sheets were pulled out, and blood was oozing from the blackened and gangrenous remnants of his leg. For you see, he was infected with a gaseous gangrene, a fast-moving, flesh-eating bacteria which eventually stopped his heart. So in October, a San Diego jury found Brown guilty of second-degree murder. But people still have their fetishes, and someone will always be there to take advantage of them.